Now, that particular story coming right there from Rumbek, as we heard from our correspondent, Mageng Wadedeng. Let's get to the Director General of the Prison Service in Eastern Lake State, Major General Elijah. Good morning and welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning and welcome, FM.
Yes. It's good to have you. It's good to have you.
Yesterday.
Yes, please tell us exactly what happened.
It happened yesterday that we were in the prison. We have a new latrine which has been dug, and people were building it, the wall. We built the wall, and it happened. Those who are working there together with me and other officers. We were all there in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
With press, I come to the office, and others went to the office, and some people who were working in the were building the wall, they went out for tea. The other two men who fell into incident were from prison, mm-hmm. and they went to latrine. After they went to the latrine, they came out automatically. I don't know what time they went to that place, to the latrine, the new latrine being built.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went there, it happened that the two men went around that place, and the latrine itself collapsed and fell into a hole. So the two people fell in, and they were found dead lastly. That's what happened yesterday.
So the prisoners, after visiting
They were not part of that place,
They're not part of the work, obviously,
yeah,
because they are prisoners. Yes,
yeah.
And that gives us the question, what is the safety of prisoners? If you're in prison, you're supposed to be there for reforms. But this kind of incident is happening. How safe are the prisoners?
Well, the prisoners are out of it. They were far from that place. The place has been a bit far, almost 75 meters out of prison. We usually dig the latrine. When the other is full, then we move on to another place. The place is even very, 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 it's not very large.
Mm-hmm.
It's so small for us even to use it, because we are not using the previous place of prison. We are using the place of police. And within that compound, the compound is small for us, even. The whole population staying there is more than the place we are in. We usually are to come and we are usually cleaning our place so that we come to our place, the place light, and we can do that. We can dig a good latrine by another NGO or for ourselves.
Yes.
So the place is we usually dig the latrine there, and that latrine, when it is full, we move to the other place. So we move to that place very soon, because the other latrine is full.
Director, isn't this suspicious, though? Two others going to the toilet, coming there and looking at the pit latrine, and then all of a sudden they fell there. Are you going to investigate this, or you've already concluded they just fell there and that is it?
We have already investigated, and we found that these two people were not part of the people who were working in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody told them to go there.
And we heard that actually one of the prisoners is not even supposed to be in prison in the first place. He was taken there because his son committed murder and was taken on behalf of his son.
No, but that's all. And then that thing is also the person who he has killed, and he has paid some of the compensation, and the balance is still being claimed from him. That is where he is there.
It's not.
We just took people there by certificate. If you don't have warrant certificate, you can't be taken there alone.
But we heard he was taken because of his son, not himself, that killed or committed the murder.
So that I know myself is that the person has taken there because there's a claim of some cows being paid by the deer, and that is why he is there. Because we took people there with the certificates, not alone. If that happens, then we shall find it in the writing. But I went over the certificates, but no, nothing of that sort I got from it.
Tell us about the situation of the prison in Eastern Lakes.
You see, the situation, I cannot tell you more of it, because this is a government policy they do, that they have already put some NPA organization in its place, and we are now using different place of prison. We have been claiming, and all our documents came out, but yet those people have never been shown a place to go in. Maybe 2-3 months, these people may be taken to another place, and our place will be free, and we shall resume our place.
Prisons should be reformatory. These days is for reform, so when someone goes there, he comes out and, you know, became a better person than when he was taken to this particular prison. Do you have reformatory facilities in that particular prison that, you know, make these prisoners better?
That the reformatory is not for we who are now in the place, because our place has been already given to other organization place, and they've been in other houses that we could not even trace what they are doing there. We have been claiming, and still we are now claiming the place. We are using a different place, not prison now.
And you say you are not mentioning those places. What challenges are you facing with these prisoners that you would like addressed?
We are facing a challenge of that. We are not resuming our compound. The compound we are using now is the compound of police.
What happened to your prison?
Our prison has been already given to NPA. They are using it as their own, and we are using part of it, which is insufficient for us. We are claiming it for the place that has been given. NPA will tell that we resume it and we develop ourselves there.
Director, what will be your final remarks when it comes to this particular case that happened yesterday?
Okay. My final remark is that we are to be given our compound in full so that we build cells, we build dormitories for prisons, and we let our prisoners be free from any incidences that come from as this, was that what happened here.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tom.